Welcome back to Break Lab. Today we're doing something that separates a four-bar loop from a track that actually rolls, building a jungle percussion ghost layer, then arranging it across 16 to 32 bars so it evolves like real drum and bass. And because this lesson lives in the vocals category, we're going to treat vocal chops like percussion, not lead vocals, not listen to my hook, more like shouts, breaths, little syllables that sit behind the break like extra texture and attitude. By the end, you'll have a main break doing the identity, a ghost layer doing the movement, a vocal perk layer doing the character, and a simple arrangement blueprint you can reuse forever. Alright, Ableton Live 12 open. Let's set the room upright. Set tempo somewhere between 170 and 174. I like 172 for this. Time signature stays 4/4. Before you even touch samples, open the groove pool view. Seriously. Twaying and micro-timing are basically the difference between programmed and alive, and Live 12 makes this painless. Now, step 1. Load and prepare the main break. Create an auto track and name it Break Main. Drop in an amen. Think, hot pants, anything crunchy and classic will do. Turn warp on. Set warp mode to beats. Preserve transients. Set the envelope around 40 to start. If it sounds too clicky and chopped, increase the envelope. If it sounds too smeary and loose, decrease it. You're aiming for tight transients without destroying the grit. Now find a clean one or two bar section and loop it. Once it feels good, consolidate it. Control or Command J. Consolidating is key because you want a stable, repeatable loop to build layers around. Quick clarity EQ, just so we're not building on mud. Drop an EQ8 on Break Main. High pass around 25 to 35 HC to cut the useless subrumble. If it's boxy, a small dip around 250 to 400. If it needs air, a gentle shelf around 8 to 10k, like 1 or 2 dB. Nothing dramatic. You're not mastering. You're just making space for the layers you're about to add. Now step 2. Build the ghost percussion layer. This is the shadow break. Here's the mindset. The ghost layer should feel like extra hands playing, but it should not sound like you pasted a second break on top. It's movement, grit, and momentum, not a new lead drum loop. Before you write a single MIDI note, choose the role of your ghost layer. Pick 1. Roller support, mostly hats and shuffles that glue the grid together. Snare propulsion. Little pickups and grace notes pulling into 2 and 4. Texture bed. Barely audible grit that fills space when the loop feels empty. Pick 1 roll now, because if you don't, you'll add notes just because you can, and your groove will get messy fast. Option A is the recommended route. Slice to MIDI and write ghosts. Duplicate your main break track. Rename it Break Ghost. On the audio clip, right-click and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. Slice by Transient. Use the built-in slicing preset. Create one-shot simpler slices. Great. Now you've got a drum rack full of your break, but playable. Create a 2-bar MIDI clip on Break Ghost. And here's an important coaching tip in Live 12. Use Fold in the MIDI editor so you only see the pans you're actually triggering. It keeps you focused. Ghost programming is all about intention. Now start writing quiet notes between the obvious hits. Think in three categories. First, pre-snare ghosts. A 1/16 note before the snare is a jungle classic. Not loud, just enough to pull your ear forward. Second, shuffles between hats. Those little offbeat ticks that make the loop feel like it's leaning into the next beat. Third, extra kick taps, but low velocity, almost like footsteps. You're implying forward motion, not adding a new kick pattern. If you want a couple concrete placements to try at 172 BPM, place tiny ghost hits at 1/16, before the snare at the bar transition, and sprinkle a couple mid-shuffles in the second bar. But don't overpack it. Aim for 6 to 10 ghost notes total across two bars. That constraint is your friend. Now set velocities. Most ghost notes should live around 20 to 55, rarely above 65. And here's a really practical method. Group select your ghost notes and set a velocity ceiling in your head, like nothing above 60. Then hand adjust 2 or 3 featured ghosts slightly louder than the rest so the phrase has shape. Without that, it can sound like a flat machine gun of quiet hits. Now let's add micro variation without turning it into chaos. In Live 12, use chance on a couple ornament notes only. Not everything. Put chance at maybe 20 to 40% on 1 or 2 extra ticks per bar. Keep the core scaffold deterministic, so the groove stays recognizable. Then add a small velocity random range. Think plus or minus 8 to 15. Subtle. If you hear it as randomness, it's too much. You want it felt. Now timing, the secret sauce. You can nudge ghost notes a few milliseconds early for urgency, or slightly late for swagger. But do it by lane. For example, Hattish ghosts slightly late, snare pickup slightly early, mixed direction nudging on the same type of hit often creates a messy feel. Or instead of manual nudges, use the groove pool. Grab something like MPC 16 swing 55 to 60. Apply it to the ghost clip. Start with timing at 20 to 40%, velocity at 10 to 25, random around 5 to 12. Then listen to the relationship between ghost and main snare. Your rule is simple. The ghost layer should move the break, not flam the main snare. One more important technical note. If your ghost is made from the same break, overlapping transients can cause facey, comb-filtered weirdness. If it starts sounding hollow or swirly, go into simpler for the slices and use a tiny fade, or shorten decay so the slice ends quicker and doesn't smear over the main transient. Also, avoid stacking the same snare slice right on the same snare beat. Ghosts live between the hits, not on top of the obvious ones. Now step 3. Make the ghost subtle, controlled, and behind the break. On break ghost, build a clean stock chain. First, EQ 8, high pass between 120 and 200. Ghosts shouldn't add sub weight. If it's poking, dip around 3 to 5k. Then drum bus, drive around 2 to 6. Crunch maybe 5 to 15%. Damp 5 to 20 if it's brittle. Keep boom off most of the time. We want tight. Then glue compressor. Attack 3 milliseconds, release auto ratio 2:1. Aim for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on peaks. This is just to knit the ghosts together. Then utility. Pull the gain down until it's felt, not heard. A lot of the time the ghost layer ends up like 10 to 18 dB quieter than the main break. That sounds extreme, but it's how you keep it as movement instead of a second drum loop. Here's the metering mindset I want you to adopt. Audible on solo, invisible in context. Solo the ghost. It should sound like a detailed little pattern. Unsolo it with full drums and bass. It should just make everything roll harder without calling attention to itself. Now the clean jungle trick. Sidechain the ghost layer to the main snare. Add the standard compressor to break ghost. Turn sidechain on. Set audio from to break main. If the main break is busy, enable the sidechain EQ and band pass somewhere around 150 to 2500 Hz so the detector listens mostly to snare energy. Set ratio around 3:1. Attack 1 to 3 milliseconds. Release 60 to 120 milliseconds. Lower the threshold until you get about 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction. When the snare hits, that little dip makes the main snare feel punchier and keeps the ghost layer from blurring the backbeat. Optional but powerful. Create a drums bus group now. Group break main, break ghost, and later your vox layer. This makes it way easier to automate energy and arrangement, because you can move the whole drum world with one control. Now step 4. Vocal percussion layer. This is where the vocals category becomes a weapon. Create an audio track named VOX Ghost. Drop in a short vocal phrase, hey, oi, a breath, a shout, a syllable, anything with personality. Keep it short and percussive. If you're planning a real lead vocal later, these need to stay out of the intelligibility zone. Warp on. For vocals, if it's melodic, use Complex Pro. If it's basically a percussive shout, beats can work too. Then chop it. You can slice to new MIDI track by transient, or manually cut tiny bits. Either way, the goal is micro chops. Place them like percussion. Offbeats. Tiny pickups before snares. A little stab at the end of every 4 or 8 bars. Think call and response with the drums, not this is the hook. Now a tight, dark device chain. EQ 8 first. High pass around 200 to 400. Notch around 800 to 1.2k if it honks. Then redux, lightly. Downsample around 1.2 to 2.5. Bit reduction 0 to 2. You want texture, not destruction. Then auto filter, low pass 12 dB, and automate the cutoff between about 3K and 9K across phrases. That moving filter makes it feel arranged without adding more samples. Then hybrid reverb, small room, controlled. Decay around 0.4 to 0.9 seconds. Predelay 10 to 25 milliseconds. Dry slash wet like 6 to 14%. Just a halo. Then utility. Width around 70 to 110%. If the center is crowded, keep vox slightly wider and out of the way. But remember, wide high-frequency junk can still clutter, even if it's quiet. If you need to, narrow the vox or the ghost a bit during busy sections. Now step 5, arrangement. This is where you stop sounding like a loop and start sounding like a record. We're going to build a 16 to 32 bar story in clear blocks. Your brain loves 4 and 8 bar punctuation. Bars 1 through 8. Intro or tease. Filter the main break for DJ friendliness. You can low pass it, or even high pass it depending on the vibe. Keep the ghost layer off until around bar 5, then faded in gradually. Fox chops should be sparse, maybe one chop every 2 bars. Tease, don't dump. Automation idea. Slowly open the main break filter cutoff over these 8 bars, and reduce reverb over time so it dries up into the drop. That drying effect feels like the track is stepping forward. Bars 9 through 16. Drop A. Establish the groove. Full main break. Ghost layer on. Low level, stable. Fox ghost doing call and response every 4 bars. A really defective move here. Every 4 bars, mute the ghost layer for half a bar, then bring it back. That tiny vacuum creates bounce. People feel it instantly, even if they can't explain it. Bars 17 through 24. Drop B. Variation. Make a small change. Move 1 or 2 ghost notes, or slightly increase chance on one ornament note, like 30 to 40%. The listener hears evolution without you changing the entire pattern. At bar 24, add a fill. Keep it tight. Duplicate the last half bar and add extra slices, but avoid turning it into a drum solo. Jungle fills are fast, sharp punctuation marks. Bar 25 through 32. Peak or switch up. Here's a classic tension trick. On bar 29, mute break main for 1 beat. Let the ghost and box carry that moment, then slam the main break back in on beat 2. It's simple, it's dramatic, and it doesn't require new sounds. Fill ideas that always work. Reverse a snare one shot into a transition, or do a quick tape stop feel using pitch automation on a slice or a resampled hit. Keep it short, and make sure the downbeat return is clean.